the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know what day of the week it is, but I know there's likely going to be an NFL game on. And it's Thursday night football, and there is an NFL game on. It seems like the NFL is like 7 days a week. Thankfully and mercifully, we are not going to be rewarded, and I'm putting that in air quotes, with America's team, the Baltimore Ravens, because it's no longer the Dallas Cowboys. It's primetime Baltimore all the time. We're going to get them on Monday, again, under those primetime lights. But tonight, Lundy, we got the Rammies and the suddenly surging New England Patriots. So let's get a pick on the spread. LA is laying 5, and a pick on the proposed total, which right now is sitting at 45. Just a little background information, according to Sports Insights, 51% of the public spread action, those tickets on New England, 51% on the under. So, you know, right down the middle in terms of how people are viewing this through the betting lens. How about you? What side are you on?
I am going to take the Rams and give up the points. I think it's easy to be able to go with the Patriots because of what they did last week. But I actually want to remind everybody that the Chargers defense is not the Rams defense. I just want to make sure everybody remembers that. So I'm going to take the Rams and give up the points, Brad. But I do think it's going to be a low scoring affair. So give me the under and give me the Rams to be able to cover the 4.5, something in the gosh, I don't know, something in the like 26 to, you know, 14 range, right in there.
Yeah, I'm going to go 20 to 16 Rammies. So give me New England and the points, and I'm taking the under. Yeah, I think this is going to be a bloody war of attrition overall in the end due to these defenses and how well they have played this season. We're going to dig in on some of those player props here in a minute. In a little bonus time later on this podcast, I'm going to throw out a college basketball selection that you can chase maybe even on the second half after this game wraps. So you definitely want to get a piece of that action. If you want to get a piece of any of the action, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, the holiday season is in full swing, and to kick off the season of giving, DraftKings has new promotions and odds boosts every single day this week. And luckily for us sports fans, there's an abundance of action taking place this week with football and college basketball, of course, well underway in the NFL, barreling toward the postseason. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up with that promo code FTN. So here's all you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Thursday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's get down there to the gridiron here, Lundy, and talk Patriots and Rammies. Let's start off with our first player prop on the board, Damian Harris. 48.5 rush yards, and I am taking the under at minus 112. This is a well-priced line, to be honest with you. Spot on. Raheem Mostert was the last running back in week 6 to crack the 50-yard mark against this ferocious front of Aaron Donald and company, though Kenyon Drake just squeaked over by 0.5 yard this proposed total last week in that game with the Arizona Cardinals. He had 10 for 49, but most of the competition's been in that 40 to 45 range. I think Harris is going to land in a similar range overall, as the Rams allow the 7th fewest fantasy points to the running back position, just 3.89 yards per carry, 78.3 rush yards per game. I've been impressed with Harris, appreciable yak, 3+ on the season, and he's getting, you know, right around that 11 to 15 attempts every single week. But I think ultimately he's going to fall just shy of the 48.5 line. And I got a feeling you're going to fade the living daylights out of me. So fade or follow Harris on the under 48.5 rush yards.
Yeah, this is what you don't even need me here for this. You know what I'm going to say. I'm going to fade you on this one, man. I think it's over. And again, I understand going up against that Rams defense. I just said that at the open, right? That this is not the same defense that they were getting, 3.5 yards a play against Arizona, about 4.5 against the Chargers. I mean, they were dominating, but this is a very different defense. But I think the volume ultimately adds up, even if it is not a lot of yards per carry that he winds up getting. I think he will get a lot of carries, and therefore I think he does get up and over this number. So I will fade you. I'm actually going to take the over.
First fade on the board.
Number 4.
All right, moving on. Will it be back-to-back fades from Lundy? I am taking the over here on James White, 18.5 receiving yards. This is a game that's actually set up quite nicely for the pass-catching back. Look, I know he hasn't done jack squat the last couple of weeks. 5 targets, 4 receptions for a net of 0 yards. I could have done better than that. I could have at least gotten a yard, James. But it's been an up-and-down year for him. He has gone over this proposed threshold 6 times this season. He's averaging 4.6 targets per game, 11.6 routes run per game. And with this aggressive pass rush, you know, Aaron Donald leading the NFL with 71 total pressures on the pocket this year. I think getting outside on the wings, on the peripheral, is where New England is going to be able to attack this defense, because you can't really do a downfield with Jalen Ramsey and Hill and company. They've been outstanding in coverage all year long. It's really hard to penetrate right up the gut with some of those runs, as I just described with Damian Harris. So I think White is going to be a key asset in this game for New England and move the chains and try to stay competitive. You look at the Rams this season, they have allowed 5.2 receptions per game, 38 receiving yards per game to the running back position. A dozen guys have gone over this total this season, and I think White will add his name to the list. He seems like maybe 3 to 5 receptions, 30-plus receiving yards for the former Wisconsin Badger. So you got to break off a little slice of cheddar here and slap it down on the over on James White at 18.5 receiving yards. Fade or follow.
I will follow on
this. Oh, all right.
The fades on this one. I actually think this is one that's got some good value for you, because, again, the game lines up nicely for him, as you said. But I think it's also one where this number has been set a little lower than you might expect, because of what you pointed out, Brad, that he has not really been doing much lately. And so there's a little bit of recency bias playing into what the books have set the line at. And so if this is what we can get from DraftKings, I'm going to take the over on this, because my fingers crossed, toes crossed, that you get those 3 catches out of him, you can probably hit that number. A 4th one, you're probably good to go. So I like this. I think this is an over that you can follow, low threshold and a chance to make some cash.
Yeah, White is about to take flight.
Number 3.
All right, it's time for the MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Look, maybe you don't have a DraftKings sportsbook in your neck of the woods because it's not legal. Don't worry, you can still get some action on some player props right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. You pick 2 all the way up to 6, parlay them together. It's more or less over or under on all of your favorite players in the NFL. And you can do it on fantasy points. You could do it on receptions, yards. They got it all, and a wide variety to choose from as well. Very simple game to play. And if you use that promo code FTN, again, promo code FTN, get a free $5 game on the house as a new user. You're not going up against a lineup accumulators like other DFS games. You're just going up against MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And here is a line in MKF. Jared Goff, 270.5 pass yards, Lundy. This seems aggressive. I'm going to take the under on this one. He hasn't been entirely Goff-ful this season. He's number 8 in adjusted completion percentage, and he's actually hit the 300-yard mark in 4 of his last 5 games. But where Goff really struggles is on the deep ball. 78.6 deep ball passer rating. That is QB39 among qualifying quarterbacks in the NFL. New England this season, not exactly impenetrable down the field. They've given up 7.6 in terms of YPA, but just 235.8 pass yards per game, 1.3 passing touchdowns per game. Only Russell Wilson, Jimmy Garoppolo in a revenge game, and Deshaun Watson. Those 3 quarterbacks are the only ones to hit 271 or more. I don't think Goff will get there. I think he's going to be in the 255 to 265 range when it's all said and done. Fade or follow my under 270.5 pass yards for Jared Goff.
Yeah, you're right. He really hasn't been Goffle this year. He's actually helped, some of you have used him maybe in a fantasy lineup or two, especially if you're in a two-quarterback league. He hasn't been all that bad. But this matchup, I think, keeps him tucked underneath. We already said you and I both are on the under when it comes to the total for this game. And, in fact, the under is really kind of where the Rams live, especially with their home games this year. They've actually hit the under on all of their home games this year. And if it is going to be the under, I'm just not seeing the yards there. I've seen some projections that have him above this number, but I think the game script's going to go the other way, and I think he tucks comfortably under this 270 yards.
Yeah, one other key takeaway here. New England, number 9 in pressure percentage. You bring the heat on Goff, and usually he melts like a piece of that cheddar.
Number 2.
All right, let's go to Cam Akers. Will it be wham, bam? Thank you, Cam. And we're not talking about Newton. We're talking about the rookie rusher of the Los Angeles Rams, who really had a breakthrough performance last week, Lundy, against the Arizona Cardinals, getting 22 touches, close to 100 combined yards, and found the end zone. That's back-to-back games now with double-digit rush attempts. And that is the proposed line here, 11.5. And I'm taking the over, and I'm breaking out the the sledgehammer on this one. Look, I understand that Cam Akers got a little rest on Monday, got a limited session on Tuesday, but he got a full practice in on Wednesday. He's got young, dynamic, and fresh legs because he's been criminally underutilized for much of the season by Sean McVay, but McVay's finally seen the light. He had the epiphany, and he has realized we got to feed this youngster because he is our most talented, our most dynamic runner that we have on this roster. And you look at New England, even though they've tightened up in the trenches here, really defensively across the board, they still have given up 4.37 yards per carry and 142.2 total yards per game, along with 10 combined touchdowns just to the running back position this season. Akers, 2.96 yak per attempt. He's forced a missed tackle 21.4% of the time. And again, if he plays on 65% of the snaps like he did last week, I think he's going to get another 15-plus grips on the ground. Fade or follow my over Cam Akers 11.5 rush attempts.
You know, I have a really hard time with trust issues, Brad, and that applies to a lot of head coaches in the NFL. It started with Bill Belichick, and it's obviously just sort of moved its way around. Even though some of the folks that I don't trust are out of jobs right now, Matt Patricia. But I think the key here is the fact that he saw the 65% of the snap share. If he is out there that much, there are going to be carries, and I think this is a really solid bet to be able to make because, again, we're not talking about the total number of yards he winds up with, just the total number of attempts. And to me, if he's out there for that kind of snap share, I would fully expect him to get up to a dozen carries, maybe up to 15 or 16 by the time the game is done. And I think this is an easy ticket to cash.
Yeah, cha-ching on Cam Green. Put those in your pocket. Akers.
Number 1.
All right, let's talk about the other Cam in this game. The one that most casual fans know more than anybody else, and that is Cam Newton. 44.5 rush yards is like, because we don't care about him passing. That's kind of an ugly exercise in general with Cam anyway. I'm taking the under here, Lundy. Now you look at Cam, he has gone over this number 6 times and in back-to-back games against Arizona and the LA Chargers. But again, you look at this Rams front. Aaron Donald is a beast. He is a man-eater. And I would go full Daryl Hall on it if I had his angelic voice, but I do not possess that. You look at guys who have gone over this total against the Rams this season. It was Daniel Jones. It was Russell Wilson. And that is it. Other running quarterbacks, Josh Allen, well under. Kyler Murray, well under, though Kyler had that dinged wing in the second half of that game, which really limited him in terms of his ability to rush because he was trying to protect it. And Carson Wentz got nowhere close to this, and we know that he has been a highly opportunistic runner. This is too aggressive. I think it's based on recency bias, which is a hell of a drug, but I am not willing to inject it into my veins. Again, give me the under 44.5 rush yards for Cam Newton. Fade or follow? By the way, it's a minus 118 juice on the under.
Yeah, this is a follow for me, Brad. I think he stays under it. Again, we were talking about it with some of the other bets. Recency bias is a hell of a drug, and it plays into this. And sometimes it plays to your advantage, making it a little easier for you to make your decision. I think this is way too high of a number. 44 is not right. I think he finishes more towards the 30 mark in this particular contest. Again, low scoring, defensive, back and forth. And I don't think Cam's going to have the ability to just scramble the way that he wants to. The Rams will keep him under control, and Cam will not be ramming in terms of the rushing yards tonight. I'll take the under.
All right. We finish on a follow. I'm still a little bit bitter that you faded me on Damian Harris. real quick, bonus time. That's right. We got to get this in. There was a college basketball game. Again, I think the Rams and Patriots game will probably wrap up, and then the second half you'll be able to watch this game, so you get some action on it and keep the good times rolling with your betting habits. San Diego State goes to Arizona State, and I'm taking the Aztecs plus the 3.5 at DraftKings Sports. We got a minus 110 juice. Here's the reason why. This is a classic case of contrast of styles. Arizona State, number 15 in adjusted tempo in the country. San Diego State, number 327 in that category. I think the Aztecs have too much size, which is very problematic for the Sun Devils because they are plus 200 and offensive rebounding percentage and defensive rebounding percentage, meaning they rank outside the top 200 in the country in both those categories. So I think Menza and A-Rop there in the post are going to be able to bludgeon the Devils on the boards. As long as they get out and extend that perimeter defense, slow the pace down of this game, I think they're going to be extremely problematic and frustrate Bobby Hurley's club. So I'm not pouring a Remy. That's in regards to Remy Martin of ASU, give me SDSU plus the 3.5. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, would you kindly? At Nate Lundy. Follow me, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Really does help the show out. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to get 10% off your subscription today. And as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.